The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Good morning to all of us this morning. It's a beautiful morning. Hallelujah. It's morning dew. Can we just pray? Thank you, Heavenly Father. We have set this meeting upon in your name. Cause words into heart. Let this teaching be a blessing to us all. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Glory to Jesus. We are getting to the days where we cannot ignore the being called Jesus. Hallelujah. We are getting to the day when men will be uncomfortable to look away from Jesus. It's becoming very evident, very real. It's becoming, his appearance is becoming real to men, not just because he has appeared in the sky, but we are seeing men who are embodying Jesus. And that is why we cannot stop speaking about Jesus. If all churches will pick this Bible and just speak about Jesus for eternity, we can't exhaust what God has wrought in him. Hallelujah. And that is why this morning we'll be looking at Jesus, the mighty work of God. Jesus, the mighty work of God. Jesus, the mighty work of God. Hallelujah. This is the second lesson under this topic, and we're in the 105th lesson of this series. And we have come to know, nobody's disputing that anymore, that when we say God is walking, he's actually raising or he's building. Hallelujah. Heaven by his mercy shifted our attention for most of us here to look away from miracles as being the powerful work of God. It's not like miracle is not what God has done. But when it comes to the work of salvation, it's a being that God raised as a work. So when we see work, we are looking at a being. And other works, I imagine, you and I, because what God did in Jesus as a work, he's also working it in us. And for us, not just because we want to emphasize something special beyond what the church of today is emphasizing, we have come to know, we have come to understand that the greatest work is a work unto salvation that can be wrought in the soul of a man. Hallelujah. So if you are saying God will do a great work in your life, much more than making things happen for you, we are saying he's going to raise you to conform more to the image of the Son. That is miracle. That you are changing is a great miracle to wake up to thank Jesus. Even if you are thanking him for natural things he has done or he's doing, there is much more. There is a way our hearts should thank Jesus for the work that is going on in us. Why? Because we have seen that he has wrought a work in his Son that he wants to do to all men. Can we begin this morning by reading from the book of Hebrews, chapter 2? Hebrews chapter 2. I want to believe we're with our pen and jotter. We can jot one or two things that strikes our heart as the Holy Ghost will be walking through us. Hebrews 2, 1 to 4. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast in every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense, of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? So when Jesus came primarily to speak about the salvation of God for man. In fact, that was why he was sent. No man has been able to fully comprehend the agenda of God for man like Jesus did. And when Jesus came, that was what he went about heralding. That was what he went about preaching, about the salvation that God has prepared for man. Hallelujah. When we hear, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither has he entered into the hearts of man. The things which God have prepared for them that love him, they are things of salvation. So when we say things, they are things God has that makes him, that he wants to endow man with, so that man can become the man in his heart. So when he said, let us make man, what he was actually looking at is to bless man with things that pertain to salvation. So when Jesus came, he began by heralding that. He began by preaching that. And those who heard him. Now, hearing does not mean you're hearing where as it is being spoken. Hearing means you have comprehended. So those who comprehended him, those who understood him, hallelujah, they began to confirm it, that what Jesus said, we are not just trying to say you should look at it. It has also become a work in us, and then you can look at us and have salvation. Hallelujah. That's why we are still trusting Jesus, that there will be a breakthrough of the issues into the church of today. The truth is, you can't look away from those witnesses and get the full import of the essence of the being that Jesus is. So this place says we should give the more earnest heed. Why? Because matters of salvation are things that can easily slip. Hallelujah. When you come to a gathering like this, and we have been enabled by the conglomeration of the people of God that gather together, you will feel heavy presence. Why? Because of the authorities, because of the beings that are amidst us. But do you know that when you go away on your own, if you are not careful, you begin to lose realities of those things. Hallelujah. And that's why you may not feel the goose pimples you are feeling here when you go to your house or when you get to your office. It doesn't mean Jesus is not real, maybe in encountering his presence. It just means that when it comes to things that have to do with salvation, they can easily slip. They can easily slip because of the awareness of the things of man that are still real to man. Those things can easily slip from us. You would have heard that the reason why Jesus came is not primarily to solve your problems. Why you have heard that, you can have enough energy to put them aside. But when you go and reality badges back at you again, there's a way you may not have grip on them again if you don't put extra effort to begin to put your attention to say, no, what I've heard is real and I believe it, and begin to live in that manner. Hallelujah. I'm only trying to say that matters of salvation, they can easily slip if we don't give more earnest heed to it. If you don't take more time, if you don't take more diligence to look into them beyond the first hearing. Hallelujah. And so that was the admonition here, because to be able to get the things of Christ, you must have labored in a measure, in loving, in commitment, and even cutting covenant with most of these things for them to become what you have and is sure with you. Hallelujah. So we must not neglect so great salvation that was brought to us, because God gave it not because he randomly just chose Jesus, but because he wanted a special attention to be on Jesus. God wants man's attention to be on Jesus. Jesus was sent for man. For man. Hallelujah. And that gives us an assurance statement, or a statement of assurance, to tell any man, regardless of their religion, that Jesus was sent by God for man. If any man will be blessed, he needs to connect Jesus. So God distinguished him in that manner to show that what was given to this man, Jesus, for humanity must not be lost or missed, and no one should have an excuse or reason why one is not able to get the message. Hallelujah. Everyone must come to understand the message that Jesus embodies. God himself is a message, and Jesus has embodied God. Hallelujah. And that's why God will say, the Lord said to my Lord, amen. He has been able to pour himself or the whole of his things to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus is the custodian of everything that God has for humanity as a blessing. So nobody pierces through God without Jesus. If there's anything that leads you to a God that you so much believe in and you're serving outside Jesus, he's against Christ. He's an antichrist. He's a false God. He's not the true God. And thank God that the Bible says, this is life eternal, that they might know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. That scripture clearly states it out on how to get the true God. You need the Jesus Christ, whom was sent, not to be able to miss the true God. Hallelujah. It's not easy not to miss the true God, except you are exposed to the light that Jesus is really. So even believers are not exempted from that deception. You can be a believer and you are not serving the true God. Hallelujah. Why? Because the person of Jesus is not being unveiled to you. It could be religion that you are living by and claiming God. He will not be the true God if he's not the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, or the God that Jesus has embodied. And that's why we keep trusting God on wisdom, on how to reach out to other people who are seemingly giving all their energy, who are seemingly giving all their life to God outside Jesus. There should be compassion on how will these people be delivered from that power of deception. Amen. Some will live their life all like that. They will ignore Jesus, believing that they are serving the true God. The Lord will help us with a better light, that every time we come, we will see Jesus the more than how much we have known him before, in Jesus' name. So therefore, God gave so many things to him to command the attention of people. This is why in all the earth today, from the east to the west and from the north to the south, the name of Jesus stood out, especially when it comes to salvation. There's no other name. No. There's no other name like Jesus. There's no other name. Not my father's name. Not my mother's name. There's no other name. No. There's no other name like Jesus. I think that's one of the old, I think that's Panampasi Paul. Say there's no other name like Jesus. And indeed, not even the name of Plato, Socrates. There are some generations that if you don't take them back to history, they may not know about Plato. They may not know about Socrates. They may not know about those names. But there's nobody that comes. There's no child that you born today. That name, nobody can look away from it. Hallelujah. It's not just because it is popular. It's because God has wrought something in that name. So the name of Jesus is not just letters. It's not just J-E-S-U-S. It's a work that transcends generation because of the potency of that work that was wrought. So name is not just letter. Name is work. Name is things. Name is authority. Name is a work wrought by God. Hallelujah. So that's why both spirits in heaven and on earth, not just humans, even spirits know about the name of Jesus. There are some names where you get to the spirit world, they look away. Doesn't move them, but not the name of Jesus. So God has given him that name. That name stood out, especially when it comes to the cause of salvation. That is why there's no other name given under the heaven by which man can be saved other than the name of Jesus. Hallelujah! We will forever speak about Jesus. We will forever love him. Amen. So God has glorified his son and he has shown so much kindness to humanity. That is God's kindness to humanity. If God is kind, you are so good, you are so kind, it's not because they have increased your salary. It's because they have sent you Jesus. It's not easy to comprehend Jesus. And that's why men, it will amaze you how much damage the enemy has done to man to steal man's eyes away. Hallelujah. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Our father was saying during Kingdom Conference, what the enemy came to steal from man is his eyes. Hallelujah. So we must trust Jesus for the restoration of men's eyes to see God's agenda of salvation as the sole reason why God made man. Hallelujah. Amen. So God glorified his son, show us so much kindness, and he has expressed such great love and commitment to us. And that is the emphasis of this hour. Hallelujah. That is the emphasis of this hour. That is the emphasis of this hour. The man Christ Jesus cannot be ignored in the day we are in. And Father said, made a statement so profound. Hallelujah. That it is time for men who have believed Jesus to come and know Christ. So you can believe in Jesus, but you don't know Christ. Amen. You don't know his power. You don't know that power that turns a man from being man to become what God wants him to be. You can believe in the name of Jesus, but yet you don't know him. Amen. So the job of this hour is to ensure that our brothers and sisters who are everywhere come to begin to know who Christ is. Hallelujah. Because until that is done, you can't guarantee that the journey of salvation has really begun with any believer. Amen. Matthew 9:18. All right, let's read. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Hallelujah. I want us to read, can we read Luke 7:8? Let's see Luke 7:8. Okay. Can we read together? For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Can we see the next verse? And turned him about and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Verse 10. And they that were sent returning to the house found the servant whole that had been sick. Hallelujah. Can we go back to the previous verse before? I want us to just see that account of that centurion. Before 8. That same look where we are reading, verse 7. Okay, can we read together? Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. Hallelujah. So there was so much trust in those days that the centurion appealed to him to just speak the word. We saw the other man, he said, come and lay your hands on my daughter. He just believes that Jesus can come. And Jesus, a humble man, did not say, don't worry. Jesus went, but this is another man. He said, I don't know if I'm even worthy to come to you. Just send your word. This man understood the authority of word. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's why I now say, I understand authority. I have soldiers under me. And I'll say to one, go, and they dare not look back. So he believes that Jesus has a kind of authority that can send sickness away from his servant. Hallelujah. He has come to know Jesus in that dimension. Maybe the office he's occupying helped his understanding. Hallelujah. He now said, just speak thy word, and his servant will be healed. And Jesus himself said, he has not found so great faith in Israel. Just speak your word. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's look at the account of Matthew 9, 19 to 22. Matthew 9, 19 to 22. Let's read together. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Hallelujah. One thing our Lord Jesus Christ will not ignore if he sees in any heart is faith. Hallelujah. These people believed him for healing. How much more if you can believe God for salvation? There is no thought born out of faith. There is no prayer. There is no desire born out of a burning heart of faith that heaven looks away from. Every little heart of, Lord Jesus, I'm not doing well. I want to change. I know you can help me. They don't look away. When it comes to the matter of salvation, there are matters of oath that heaven will not look away from. That's why our heart must not lack faith. Amen. As much as you are feeling bad that you are not where you should be yet, you should not also lose sight of what has been wrought in Jesus. Amen. Because there's a guilt sometimes, that weak conscience that can want to start dragging your feet. I've been coming to church and trusting God, and it's not really working. And sometimes you just want to withdraw. It's not like you're not seated in church, but there's no fire again in your bones, no fire again in your heart. Hallelujah. There is no ticking part that has to do with faith from. This was a thought, because they said, the woman said in her heart. For she said within herself. She said within herself, if I may but touch. She's too, her own experience is such that, you know, when a woman smells, you'll be looking at, let me not defile this man. But she just feel, I've heard of his name. I've heard of the things he has done. That is faith. There are people you should look at to just know that if God can work in this person, he can do also in me. Amen. He who raised the Son will raise me too. I believe in the strength of God. I believe my salvation can be total. Amen. Let's see Matthew chapter 9. Okay, we'll read on. We are still in chapter 9, verse 23 to 25. Can we read together again? And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. God chose that manner of miracle to get our attention, so we could see that there was something about the man Christ Jesus. Can we say the man Christ Jesus? I hope you are still praying for that bout. Our daddy desired that it would be out before Beacon. So let's still keep trusting God. Let's keep praying. Hallelujah. Amen. So the man Christ Jesus that we need to look at, the manner itself was meant to make us look at this man and see what God had put in him for the blessing of humanity. Hallelujah. So what do we see in Matthew 9? Account of several wonderful, outstanding manifestations of miraculous power in those places that had never been seen before. This manner of miracle, we have never seen them before. There was something special that Jesus wrought in Jesus. So it's not just about the miracle. There is a being that Jesus wants to draw our attention to. Hallelujah. So that's why if God intervenes in natural things, it's not about those things. It's that he wants to draw attention to the being of Jesus. Hallelujah. When you make things happen in the name of Jesus, there's also need for us to know the being behind all those wonderful deeds. Hallelujah. Before we proceed, are there contributions? Anybody that wants to talk about Jesus in the line of this morning teaching? Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, all right. So let's continue. Now, the scripture reveals how Jesus just touched and opened the eyes of blind men and charged them not to disclose it to men. Hallelujah. He was not going to ask them to go and publicize it because he knew that a time was coming where it would be obvious that he was not just a man with a measure of spirit, but that he was given the spirit without measure. He came with the fullness of the spirit. Hallelujah. The law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus. Hallelujah. And of his fullness, I think that's in John 1. That's verse 16. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus. The law was given by Moses, brought a measure of grace to live unto God. Amen. Because that law was given to the Jews, and that separated them from the whole people upon the face of the earth. Hallelujah. They were not just mere people. Of course, grace was upon them. It was evident that something they had made God evident in a manner. Of course, God is the God of the whole earth. Amen. But he chose some people and gave them the law. And we saw a measure of grace with them. That's why you can't touch Jews. And Jews know today that they have that advantage. But as powerful as that was, grace and truth came by Jesus. Hallelujah. And of his fullness have we received grace for grace. It means the prophets who came, they had grace in a measure. And that is why we can't pray in any other name, or we can't have faith more in those names than the name of Jesus. Why? Because they carry God's grace, but in a measure, not in the fullness that Jesus had grace. Hallelujah. He was full of grace and truth. So there is no grace you need you can't find in Jesus. There is no grace you want that you can't find in the arrangement called Jesus. I said, Jesus is not just a man. Jesus is God. Hallelujah. That being is God. He's full of grace. He's full of God. May we begin to comprehend him more. and not see that there is any situation beyond the grace of our Lord Jesus. God can give grace. He can give glory. Hallelujah. I love Jesus. Can we say, Jesus, I love you? Let's see Matthew 9. We have just been reading Matthew 9. There's a lot of miracles wrought by Jesus. Let's see 31. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad the fame. Okay, yes. In all that country, as they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. They have seen God's hand. They have seen God move. But they have not seen God in this dimension through a man. You know that to them, Jesus was just a man. To now see that there's just something different about this man. Hallelujah. He was just a man born by a carpenter and a virgin that we were not sure of the caricature played around the whole matter. But we knew she was pregnant. Now say it's one Holy Ghost. You know that's running in some people's mind about Jesus. Hallelujah. That the devil said he was born of Adam. You go away. What are you talking about? They couldn't see or understand the mystery. May we not lose touch with spiritual realities. That when prophecies are being fulfilled, if you lose touch, you fight for fulfillment of the prophecies. I don't know what they were going to do in the synagogue every day, that they will lose sight of the fulfillment of the fact that a virgin shall conceive. Is it that it's not in the book of the law again? So when we say the enemy has walked, that's a walk. When you see Pharisees and Sadducees, they are walks. And for this reason was the Son of God manifested that he might do what? Destroy all. Can we say all? All. It will not remain one because of the kind of being that Jesus is. So when works stand before the Son, works should crumble. Work should melt. Hallelujah. Because another work is standing. So work primarily is what God wrought in the soul of a man. Amen. Jesus was not just doing those miracles because he learned it. You know, there were some school of thought that said Jesus actually learned miracle. That journey he made to Egypt. You know, there are many, Egypt has magics. So yes, there are some school of thought that believe those things that his training in Egypt could have given him the dimension of that learning about how to do miracles. So you can't say it's from God. Hallelujah. That's work speaking. Ideologies, they are work. Religion, that's a work. The enemy did a craft, a careful craft in man. And that is why we cannot be tired of coming to receive Jesus. Because what was done in man is not a day's job. Hallelujah. If they say Rome is not built in a day, then Christ man, hallelujah, will take a measure of work. Work, W-A-L-K, to be able to attain. So God wrought miracles through Jesus, not just to make people excited. He always liked men to come and see who is behind this miracle. Amen. If I wrought miracles, I should be more than the miracle. Amen. So the problem of the church today is that they still see what proceeds from the hand of God rather than the being himself. I don't know how the enemy has done it that way, such that when it comes to talking about his being, it looks like it becomes boring. That's a work that has been done in a soul. But when you see miracles, you are excited. When you invite people, come, let's hear Jesus. You will see yawnings. You will see countenance dropping. Only those that just love Jesus in a measure can endure speaking. But when miracles come, what happens? You will see excitement. God is not against our excitement. He's only saying there is a reason for that miracle. It's to point your attention. Men have neglected God for too long. It is time for men's attention to be brought back to God. And that cannot be outside Jesus. That is why we must understand the being of Jesus, the person of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, it's saddening to know that people can believe in Jesus, but they don't know him. That's just the state of the church. So when we pray the way we pray, that let the eyes of understanding be enlightened, that men will begin to know the hope. God did not just send Jesus doing miracles. Anywhere he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer, he healed the leper. When the crippled saw him, they started walking. Even today, my God is doing good. Check the definition of that good in hearts. Hallelujah. We thank God our understanding is reaching us. That you can trust Jesus for something and then he will not give it. But yet understanding is coming to you. And you can say, Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. Like our Father will say, have you experienced it? Such that you are trusting God for something. And in that dire need is when you are just running water. Understanding of a particular scripture of what Reverend said is just breaking forth. Your problems are as real as they are, but they are not as real as Jesus is. Hallelujah. It just looks so evident in your sight. But understanding is the greatest miracle a man can have. To understand Jesus, to comprehend Jesus. When you see an outflow of the work of the devil in a man, you should know that what you need is more understanding. When as a wife, you know that I'm not submitting to my husband enough, what you need is understanding. And there's a manner you will understand. It will not be a question of what you are trying to do. You will just align. Amen. So there is no work that the enemy has done in man that the greatest prayer you should pray is understanding. Amen. Because sometimes it's not about those things you are passing through. It's about seeing Jesus. Like our Father would say, you are praying for things to change and things are not changing. Don't feel discouraged because things may not be changing, but you are changing. The fact that you have not given up praying is that you are changing. Some people will pray, they will get to a point, God is not answering me. And we have seen people take steps like that. Some people say, I've been trusting God for a husband in this church. I've given God 1 year. If husband does not come, I will find my way. And the way can be that there's somebody that has been troubling you and you know that this person is a husband. There's that unbeliever that has been disturbing your life. But because there's no brother in church, who told you there's no brother in church? May you find Jesus. I want us to so much trust Jesus that he cares about every fiber of our being. They ask, you know how many hairs on your head? So if you can't know it, then how come you will worry so much? There is a being that knows about every strand of your hair. Hallelujah. Amen. There's this Tope Alabi song that said, Eweko ni bola raigi kolorun mamo si. There's a way she used that Yoruba. I'm only trying to say that there are things you can't comprehend about your being. If you can't comprehend them, then look away from them. Look for Jesus who you can comprehend. Hallelujah. He's the one that has been given for man's comprehension. Amen. Amen. If you have understood anything that is not Jesus, those understanding cannot last. What will remain with you is how much of Jesus you have gained in understanding and you have embodied. Hallelujah. So we see that people were baffled. And the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, he casted out devil through the prince of the devils. That's who Jesus is. Hallelujah. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. He was not so much concerned about what the enemy was doing through the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Amen. His gaze was fixed on God's agenda of man. And I pray the Lord will baptize us with such spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Such that we will not care so much about what the enemy is doing and not be able to look at what Jesus is doing. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's receive from Daddy.
Amen. Good morning, everybody. Okay, we thank the Lord for this emphasis. We need to get the emphasis. The emphasis is understanding what went. That Jesus represents salvation. It does not really represent miracle. I think you get what I'm saying? Jesus really represents salvation. It does not represent miracle. I always say miracle is not salvation. Salvation is different from miracles. That has to be very, very well understood. Or else, our gospel, we have problem. But we, as we have problem, our gospel, we have problem. Because people we hear, who also hear us, we have problem with us. When you say, oh God, Jesus is miracle, and you can't do what he did. It's possible that we don't believe God for miracle. Always saying that we can't affirm that God will do everything we want him to do in the miraculous. I don't know if you get that. We can't say that everybody who is lame that comes there will be healed. We can't say it. So if you can't say it, or if you can't get it done, why do we affirm that? Because that's not what Jesus said. So when he comes and his name is not working, he feels disappointed. There are so many coming to church and many going away because of wrong emphasis. Wrong emphasis. God had to send Jesus like that because God also, with God, all things are possible. And because he represents God like that, he has to come also with the power to make things possible. But you know that it's not everybody that was sick in the day of Jesus that was healed. Or else we won't get the man at the gate called Beautiful. But what God wrought through him in miraculous was too outstanding that nobody will remember those who are not healed. It was too outstanding. Everywhere it was. One day, everywhere it was like that. And that does not mean that when you believe or you are a minister of the gospel, that you will also have that kind of miraculous power. So that's why we attach anointing or calling of ministry with miracles. So if the man of God is not doing that kind of miracle, you feel he's not anointed enough. God gave that to Jesus. And he won't give that to every minister. That's why all workers of miracle, that's the First Corinthians, are all apostles? No. Can you see that? Are all prophets, teachers? Prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracle? Jesus is an apostle. Jesus is prophet. Jesus is teacher. Jesus is worker of miracle. So God gave him everything. There's no single person again God will give everything like that to. Because we need to preach Jesus forever. We won't preach you. If we become like Jesus, that one, then we have to start preaching you. Do you get it now? So God distinct him like that. So it stands out. Jesus stands out. I want to be like Christ. It's not that I want to be like Christ in all his grace and gifting. We are called to inherit his life, not his expressions. So we need to understand that very well. I would say, if you say you are Christians, then do what Christ did. No. That is not what makes me a Christian. I can live the life of Christ, and in that life of Christ, a mayor of miraculous is also showing there. And but that life of Christ is salvation. It's an inward illumination of light that changes the human nature. And that is why the place you read, and I like preaching the gospel. The gospel is beautiful. But somewhere the way we present it is confusing. And we, as ourselves, we are confused and confuse others. So they come to church with the hope, they're coming. They can't get as much as the hope we projected. And over some time, just feel like, oh. And they start seeing your fault. What they are not getting the hope for, they start seeing our fault because we are not also perfect. They start seeing the brother who didn't love that brother by the way. I was seeing nobody care about me. Because their eye has not been turned to the real hope. You understand the thing? Hebrews chapter 2, when it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Which was first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. And God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and divers. Can you see? Also bearing them, not him, them. So Jesus distributes all the other things in many of us. Can you see that? So a manual was displayed by Paul. A manual was displayed by Peter. A manual was displayed by all of them. And combining together is evidence of Jesus' presence. So it is to say that even the miracles, if it happens on any ground, is still buttressing what we preach Christ. Even though it does not happen by your hand. Because it was also bearing them witness, both with signs from others, and with devil's miracles, and the gift of the Holy Ghost. I like that place according to his own will. It means he's still the one in charge to see how many of it is given out. But the embassy word, if we neglect so great salvation, which was begun to be spoken, so salvation was being spoken before he gave bearing their witness. So witnessing is different from the spoken word of salvation. I think you know what I'm saying? So salvation is to be spoken or taught or preached. One that has so happened with you. So it's not, message is not miracle. Message is salvation, is Christ. Then what it does after are compliments, which it does by his own will. We don't get that clear. And when we are telling people outside about Jesus, let's tell them about salvation of Jesus. If we see them in their problem, we can trust God. Can we just believe God for this matter? God can also help us in this matter. And you pray. Can you see that? You have not exalted the miracle than the message. So even if you go away and nothing happened, it still doesn't forget, number one, it's still for salvation. And you're sure of compassion for his state and concern that you pray for him. And you leave answered the prayer to Jesus. Because we don't go this way, that's why we want to make what that's happened by all means. And force all our things to the gospel. All men of wise and crafts. Because that is the evidence of our message. But the evidence of our message actually is a changed life. It's a changed heart. It's not external. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. It is only with God that all things are possible. With man, some things may not be possible. And it's good we take that state sometimes because we are not God. Hallelujah. I hope Daddy has given an answer to some of our brethren that say we preach that we will share in God's deity. We have never preached that. There's something exclusive to God. You have been called to partake of his divinity, but not his deity. All of us will be Christ, we will be son, but we will never be worshipped. We will forever give worship. There is only one that is worthy. He said, thou art worthy. It's only thou. That thou is not plural. It's him. At worthy to receive all the glory, the honor, and power. Hallelujah. Jesus will forever be worshipped. No man, no pastor will be worshipped. Of course, it's not that we won't respect them, we won't honor them. But worship in terms of ascribing all God. It is for Jesus, who is the head. He is the head. We are all part of the body. And of course, that brings to memory again, our brotherhood. You can't do without your brother. Why? Because they didn't put everything in one brother. Everybody must connect to one another to connect to the head. And that's the way it's connecting to one another to connect to the head. So you cannot just connect to the head alone directly. You still need your brethren. There's this connection here that makes the full body appear. Amen. Thank you very much, Daddy. So the emphasis is that this man is not just a man. He's an unusual man. He's a man who is God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the emphasis is clear. Miracle is not salvation. That a person receives miracle does not mean he has been saved. You ask God for a wife, he has given you. Doesn't mean you have been saved. And so, matters of salvation, I'm trusting Jesus that God will raise again the, you know, our daddy Reverend K was opening Romans 10. Daddy has taught us a long time that we didn't understand. Hallelujah. That they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is not a scripture for unbelievers. You know, that's a scripture we use when we go to do evangelism. The evangelism today has shifted, has moved. Amen. You must gain a measure of understanding to know that just calling on Jesus' name is not Jesus, save me. Jesus. That calling that scripture is saying is not this calling. It's a response of the heart after a measure of journey. Hallelujah. And so they can't call except they have heard, and they can't hear except there is a preacher, and we can't have a preacher except the ones that are sent. That's the way that scripture puts it. So we see the progression before you can call. Hallelujah. The Lord will continue to embody us with understanding in Jesus' name. So all these were written to help us, a generation of people to whom God's mercy has come and whom a new day has dawned on, and to whom the demand for help from above has come. The Lord will make us help for others in this generation. Can we begin to pray this morning?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.